Real businesses rely on Spectrum Business for the fastest, most reliable internet, starting at $40 a month when bundled and backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get internet speeds to fit your business needs, starting at 500 megabits per second. Bundle with TV, phone, and mobile for more savings. Level up your speed for a 3-year price guarantee. Find a bundle that is made for your business at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Introducing the new Volvo XC90. With 7-seat versatility, Google built-in, and advanced safety features for all your precious cargo. The new Volvo XC90, designed for life. Visit volvocars.com/US to learn more.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Well, now it's time to look back at some of the weekend sporting action. I'm joined by Colm Bouygues from Off the Ball. Colm, good morning.
Hiya, Pat. How are you?
I'm good. Now, talk to me first of all about GAA, because we have the conclusion.
Yeah, all four football finals are playing in Croke Park over the weekend. So it started on Saturday. Division 4, Wexford, who were previously unbeaten all year, lost to Limerick. The Footballers, this is now, of course, the Limerick. Yeah. Limerick winning 3-11 to 18 points. And then Saturday night, Monaghan won Division 2. They beat Roscommon 126 to 19 points. There was 2 points in that match, Pat, with 15 minutes to go. But Monaghan outscored Roscommon 106 to 1 point in the final quarter of an hour. And then yesterday in HQ in Division 3, in that decider, Offaly beat Kildare 217 to 118. Mickey Hart, of course, is the co-manager at Offaly. What a record he has in the league. He won it last year with Derry. He won it this year with Offaly. He's won it 4 times in total. And then Division 1, the final was between Kerry and Mayo, and Jack O'Connor's Kerry prevailed, of course. When Jack O'Connor's side win the league, they tend to win the All-Ireland. It's happened 4 times before.
Okay, so other action at the weekend, we had the FA Cup and Marcus Rashford in fine form.
He did. He scored his first 2 goals in 4 months, his first brace for Aston Villa. They went to the Championship's Preston North End in the FA Cup quarterfinal. They won 3-0 yesterday. A brace from Rashford. And it was a handy enough victory for them in the end. Elsewhere in the FA Cup, Crystal Palace went to Fulham and won 3-0. Nottingham Forest prevailed against Brighton, your second favourite team, Pat. They won on penalties. It was 0-0 on Saturday evening. They won 4-3 on penalties. And then yesterday, Bournemouth won. Manchester City 2 was the final score. Pep Guardiola said his side won't get any bonus if they win the FA Cup or Club World Cup, but they are in to the FA Cup semi-final.
Now, we mentioned Rashford there, and he's on loan with Villa. But tell me, in my absence when I was away for the last 3 weeks, how have Manchester United been doing? Because I need to keep up with the saga.
Yeah, did you not keep up when you were in Australia? I thought there was like a massive United contingent out there. They've been okay. I mean, it's weirdly improving under Ruben Amorim. Like the last time out, they went to Leicester, they won 3-0. Before that, they beat Real Sociedad in Europe 4-1. They went through 5-2 in aggregate. And they drew 1-1 with Arsenal prior to that. That was sandwiched in between the Sociedad games. And then they lost to Fulham, of course, in the FA Cup fifth round. So that's the basis of what you missed when you were away. It's weirdly improving under Ruben Amorim. I guess he knew what he was doing all along, Pat. He kept on saying it. And the team is kind of starting to slightly respond to what he wants from them. And of course, tomorrow night's very interesting. The Premier League resumes tomorrow. And at the City Ground, Nottingham Forest play Manchester United. So that'll be a really interesting
match.
That'll
be an interesting one. The women's rugby.
Yeah.
They got a win against Italy.
They got a hell of a win. 54 points to 12. They went to Parma yesterday and beat Italy in the Women's Six Nations, the second game. They had lost their previous 2 games against Italy in the Six Nations. So it was a hell of a turnaround. 8 tries by Ireland. Their most points scored in a match since 2015. Their first away win in the Six Nations since 2021. And Dan O'Brien converted 7 over 8 kicks.
Now, what about the narrow loss to France, which I missed?
Yeah, I mean, that was interesting because the pack scored their 3 tries. And I mentioned Dan O'Brien's conversion rate there, 7 out of 8. She was 0 from 3 against France, and that was really disappointing. But the performance was good against France, and it set it up for this performance against Italy over the weekends, which was excellent. And now the next match, Pat, is against England in Cork on Saturday week. So that's the one to look for. That's a 4:45 kickoff on Saturday week. The thing with England, Pat, as you know, you were daunted there in your face. You made that exasperated noise, which everyone around the country is when you play England. But they are playing 2 different sets of 15s because they're getting ready for the Rugby World Cup later this year.
So which 15 are we getting?
It's a good question, because I thought like this time yesterday they might have picked the weaker of the two. But if they watch that Ireland display, they might think better and go stronger than they were originally going to do. So maybe we've awoken the beast or reawoken him. But what a performance yesterday.
I managed to catch Leinster and the Sharks.
Some match. 10-7 was a tiny scoreline, but ahead of a battle.
Very exciting.
Yeah, Ciarán Frawley played out half, missed his 2 kicks. One of them was pretty gettable, hit the post. But Leinster stuck it out like it was an incredible I suppose a credible show of resilience because, look, let's be honest, this is a Leinster second string largely against a very strong Sharks outfit, and Leinster lost their first game of the season in all competitions last week, so it was a good response by Leo Cullen's side, and back to winning ways, and that's a sign of a
great commentary
side.
Was that the Sharks didn't really turn up with all their big stars. They didn't, maybe they expected to steamroller over Leinster, and it didn't happen.
It was a very flat performance by them, yeah, and they should have been much better. Like, you know, they had, say, Khaleesi in the team, for example. Like, they were full of stars and Leinster weren't, and that just goes to show the strength and depth that Leinster have that the other three provinces are very jealous of, because two other provinces played against each other, of course, this past weekend in Mayo. It finished Connacht 24, Munster 30 in McHale Park. And what an end to that game. Connacht thought they had an opportunity to convert to win the match, but Bundee Aki was eventually punished for his crock roll, and it was fairly so, to be honest. It was quite dramatic at the time, because Connacht actually put the ball down, they were about to kick it, and they went back for that decision. Alex Nankivell from Munster got sent off straight regarding 25th minute. So Connacht to be really disappointed with themselves that for a large portion of this match, Pat, they had an extra man and they just didn't take advantage of it.
In the golf, Rory McIlroy, his challenge faded.
Yes, but he went along very nicely. He finished 15 under. He got 6 under yesterday in his fourth round. Tied fifth in the Houston Open, and he's going for a bit different. Of course, you're talking that with the caveat that the Masters is fast coming the weekend after next. So in previous iterations of the Masters beforehand, he's played the week before, and he's not going to do it this time. So that's his last golf now, his last action competitively.
Onto the Masters.
So he's trying different things. Of course, it's been since 2014 that he's won a major, and he's never won the Masters.
Now, the Dublin Half Marathon, I'm not sure whether you were covering that. A young guy called Killian Mooney took the honours in the men's from DSD.
Yeah.
And then Nicola Sheridan, I think, took the honours in the ladies.
Yeah, and Nicola Sheridan was at her, I believe, sister's hen party the day before. It was like a humble brag. It was like made the whole country envious of her fitness levels. And she said, I'm like, I guess she took it handy at the hen because she performed great yesterday. And the weather was brilliant for the inaugural half marathon in Dublin.
Yeah. All right. Anything else? The Formula One season has begun.
Yeah.
I saw the race in Melbourne when I was down under in the rain, and not sure whether the auspices are going to be for McLaren this year, or Red Bull will be resurgent, or whether or not Ferrari with Hamilton in the chair.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. This Japanese Grand Prix is next up, isn't it? That's the weekend after next. I guess, yeah, look, they're all, I guess, in contention. I suppose the biggest thing from the Chinese Grand Prix was the tribute to Eddie Jordan, from our perspective. Yeah. I haven't chatted to you since that happened. Yeah. So that's probably been the big storyline in Formula One that we've got this side of the country interested in, or this side of the world.
Very good. Colin Bouygues from Off the Ball, thank you very much for joining us. We'll have news next.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Introducing the new Volvo XC90. With 7-seat versatility, Google built-in, and advanced safety features for all your precious cargo. The new Volvo XC90, designed for life. Visit volvocars.com/US to learn more.